Who cares? This is the Carson's Court Show, reporting live from Virginia Beach. Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, the podcast app, Beaker, Spotify, Anchor. Welcome to the Carson's Court Show on a great Wednesday in Virginia Beach. This is the Carson's Court Show. Let me go into this. You know, there's a lot of teams, especially in the NFL, that are rebuilding. A lot of teams that are rebuilding. Cincinnati Bengals, the Indianapolis Colts, the 49ers, to such. And, you know, obviously the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Cleveland Browns, the Redskins. A lot of teams rebuilding. But there's only going to be a handful of teams that rebuild that are good. And I talked about this before. You got to know when to stop rebuilding. You got to know when you've rebuilt enough. There's a few teams that are already to that point. For one, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Colts, the Vikings, the 49ers. But there's also a few teams that are not at that point yet. And the Cincinnati Bengals, the Miami Dolphins, the Washington Redskins. So, you know, you, like I said before, you gotta know when to stop rebuilding. And I believe that, again, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Colts, the Vikings, the 49ers, the Baltimore Ravens, the Buffalo Bills, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they're all there. They're all there. And I believe that you also got to know when to keep rebuilding. The Cincinnati Bengals. Now, the Cowboys, they've already rebuilt enough. They got a great quarterback, great running back, and they drafted a wide receiver. That's all they need. That's all they need. Tampa Bay, great quarterback. And great tight end. They're loaded on tight ends. Tampa Bay is a very good team. And it wouldn't surprise me if you see Tampa Bay, again, make it to the playoffs and win a game or two. All right, well, let's go into this. You know, obviously with the NFL draft, here's something I haven't done. I'm going to put the teams that did good in the number one category. The teams that did okay, you know, great in the number one category. Teams that did good in the number two category. And teams that did okay in the three. And teams that did bad in the four. So let's start off with the teams that did bad. They didn't do terrible, but they could have done better. The Green Bay Packers. I did like their one pick, though, getting a quarterback. But they didn't have many picks. So they're in my number four category, the Green Bay Packers. Also in my number four category, the number four doesn't consist of a lot of teams, but also in my number four category is the Minnesota Vikings. I think they could have improved a little bit as well with their picking, as well as the Chicago Bears. They're in my number four category. And one more team is in there, and that is the... the fourth team in my number four category is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They did good getting around Brady, but after that, it's like, who did they pick who? And so that's why I put Tampa Bay in my number four category. In my number three category, which is okay, I have the Pittsburgh Steelers. I thought they did pretty good, you know, getting a running back. The tight end that they drafted was pretty good. So the Pittsburgh Steelers are in the okay list. Also, in the number three list, I have the I found this team very interesting to pick is the New Orleans Saints. I mean, I think they could have improved a little bit. But I'm not gonna attack them too much. So in my number three category is the New Orleans Saints. In my number three category as well, I have the Cleveland Browns. I thought they did pretty good. I think that again they could have improved, but I thought they did pretty good. Also in my number three category, I have the Dallas Cowboys. Once again, I thought they did pretty good. Going after who they went after with, you know, they did pretty good getting a wide receiver. So I put the Dallas Cowboys in my number three category. All right, well, let's go to this number two category. I have the Detroit Lions. This is good. They did good. Detroit did good. So Detroit's in my number three. Also in my number three, I have the Houston Texans. On my number two, I have the Houston Texans. They did pretty good. Also in my number two category, I have the Atlanta Falcons. I thought they did pretty good. Also in my number two category, the Buffalo Bills. I thought they did pretty good. And the New York Giants and the New York Jets. They both did pretty well. And the San Francisco the Chargers, the Raiders. And also in my number two category, I have the Seattle Seahawks. I thought they did good. And I thought this team did really, really good. Believe it or not, I have the Miami Dolphins. I thought they did pretty good. Again, they have a lot of picks. But they did pretty good. In my number one category, which is excellent, I have the Baltimore Ravens, great. The Cincinnati Bengals, great. And pretty much every other team, from the Patriots, I thought they did pretty good. Any other team that I did not name, I thought they did excellent. So that's my draft list. All right, well, let's switch to this. The MLB is coming back, and a lot of people are saying, well, are they going to allow fans? Well, just be happy the MLB is coming back. Just be happy NASCAR is coming back. I'm not sure they're allowing fans. My personal opinion is I don't think they're going to have fans, at least till August, maybe even later. But I would say that I'm very looking forward to the return of sports. So that is great coming up in August. Well, coming up on the Carson's Court Show, I am going to name another NBA star. Where will he go? Where? That's coming up next on the Carson's Court Show. Stay tuned for that and more. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show. Let me go into this. The Colts did a rebuild. They got Jonathan Taylor, a few other players. Let me tell you something about the Colts. I think they're going to be the best team in the AFC. In the AFC West. They're not in the West. The AFC South. The AFC South. I think that they are a great team. A lot of run power and a lot of playing. So the Colts, again, are in my rebuild. I think they did a perfect rebuild. I think they're a great team, and I think they're going to go a long way. I am going to have them win the division this year in the AFC South. But I'm also going to have them go to the playoffs and win at least a game. I think the Colts are really going to be go to this year, and we'll find out. We'll find out what happens. Well, let's switch to this. You know, I was thinking about an NBA player, and one player out of Duke really caught my eye. I think Duke's going to have a great draft year, so I'm going to have one of the players from Duke go into the top three. I think about three or four. Duke's going to have a great year. Well, let's switch into this. This is the last podcast of the day with the Carson's Court Show. But I wanted to talk about, I wanted to end with this. You know, I wanted to end with this. One of the Cleveland Browns and the Cincinnati Bengals both rebuilt. One thing about the Cincinnati Bengals that really caught my eye was they got a quarterback. They worked on their... I think they got a quarterback, and I think they turned around and got another running back. So they really worked on their offense. Similar story, same thing, I guess, with Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh really worked on their offense. So it's similar from Pittsburgh to Cincinnati. They're very similar. They worked on their offense. Dallas worked on their offense. Here's another team that really worked on their offensive line. Tampa Bay, New England. all worked on their offense. And if you noticed, all the teams that worked on offenses, I think they're going to have a great year. Again, similar, New England, the Saints, Atlanta, Tampa Bay, Miami, all worked on their offense. And if you think about it from that point of view, you think, wow, you know, this is a pretty good system they're running here. I think they're going to have a great year. Miami, here's teams that rebuild that weren't good last year that I think are going to have a great year this year. Miami, the Jets, the Redskins, I think, will be better. I don't know if they'll make the playoffs. That's a tough division with Dallas and Philadelphia, but I think they'll be better. And the Pittsburgh Steelers, not great last year, but I think they'll be better. The Colts, I have number one on my list. So I'm going to name the top five teams that weren't great last year. These are top five teams that did not make the playoffs that I think will this year. Number five, the Cleveland Browns. I think they needed a year to just get used to each other. Now they're going to go full on. Cleveland Browns, number five. Number four, the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think Ben, number one, they didn't have Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger's back, and I think they're going to go at it this year. Number four, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Number three is, and this team is, I think, because they got Tom Brady out of the division, this team's going to thrive. And this is a very good team, I think. The Buffalo Bills, I think they're going to be really, really good this year and possibly make the playoffs. I thought this team was really, really good too. Oh, I think Buffalo made it, so technically they're not, but I think they're going to be good, so we'll leave them in the list. But I think Buffalo did make the playoffs last year. Number two is the, number three, I guess, is the New York Jets. I think they're going to be good. Number two, the Dolphins. And number one, the best team that did not make the playoffs this year that I think will next year, the Indianapolis Colts. Well, thanks for listening to the Carson's Court Show today. We, for the last time, we are live in Virginia Beach. Have a great day. Talk tomorrow.